Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Hernan Sias. Hernan, what's up?
What up? I'm excited, dude. Yep. Get to do this again, San Diego style.
We're going to talk about San Diego's top startups today. And some of you are like, who is Hernan? Well, Hernan is, well, first off, he's my guest host today. He's also a past cast member of Startup Hustle TV, and he's also the host of the Business Bros podcast, which you can find anywhere the podcasts are found. You can also use that link in the show notes. But Hernan, you're from San Diego, right?
Yes, sir. Can't say born, but was definitely raised. Been here since a good old ripe old age of about 6-7 years old, and never left, man. This is the, I would be biased, but it's definitely the best weather of any city that I've ever traveled to. So once you go here, if you come from anywhere else in the world, you usually don't want to go home. You just want to hang out here a little bit longer.
Well, maybe I'll come visit and test that theory, because I'll tell you what, if you're here in my hometown of Kansas City, it's about 100 degrees and it feels like 100% humidity. Ugh. And I just got back from 2 weeks in Hawaii, bro, where it's like warm. It's warm, but not humid. And like, I'm ready to go back. So yes. If you hear aloha, mahalo, any of that stuff, it's because I'm still in the Hawaii frame of mind. Now, in regards to what we're recording today, I'm in a San Diego frame of mind. We're going to talk about that here in a second. But first, I want to ask, are you thinking about starting a new business or expanding a current one? If you are, then it's important to get it set up and maintained properly. That's exactly what the folks at Universal Registered Agents do. They do LLCs, S-Corps, C-Corps, nonprofits, no problem. Learn more by clicking the Universal Registered Agents link in the show notes. Help you get a business set up. Now, the businesses that we're going to talk about today are already set up. They're all in San Diego, and we got a whole list of them. Now, a few things when it comes to Startup Hustle's top startups list. So we have virtually been traveling the country and the world and talking about a new city every month, but the list as we present it is not a ranking. You're like on the list or you're not, like on or off. Zeros and ones, Hernan. We're going to keep it simple. So just because we read the name first doesn't mean that that's the top startup. They're all just kind of mutually there together. Are you cool with that approach, Hernan?
We found a man picking shooting fish in a barrel. How do you want to say it? It's as easy as possible. These are 10 companies from San Diego.
It's not that easy. Like, we have to go through the Startup Hustle production team. We go through a ton of startups and we look at a lot of different things. And, you know, like the thing that and the thing I've learned is every city that we stop at seems to have this interesting little pocket of certain types of businesses. And I'm sure we'll identify a pattern there and talk about it. Let's get right into it though. So the first company on our list is Bluma. They have a CEO and co-founder of Shane Scaff, COO of Ty Almog. And you can go learn more about them at Bluma.ai. So this company was founded in 2018, and they specialize in delivering fast and more intelligent commercial real estate lending experiences using a unique digital underwriting platform driven by AI and machine learning. So, you know, overall, they have $12 billion, that's a B, in deals so far. $20 million in funding over three rounds. And, you know, that's what I'm talking about, man. That is what they're doing over at Bluma. Now, Hernan, you've got some experience in real estate, don't you?
Yeah, quite a bit. Doing the commercial side, though, that's a whole different ballgame. There's a lot of data and analytics that you need to be able to pull as quickly as possible to make a more educated investment when it comes to the commercial side. So having them put this stuff together and make the underwriting process that much easier, it's going to make the process just for purchasing, for analyzing property deals that much easier. And we're all about easy as possible. You'd be surprised how many people in real estate aren't as proficient as they should be for some of these deals. So anything that makes the data easier is better.
Well, I was surprised because I've actually done a couple shows with guests, and I was shocked at how archaic and inefficient the lending process was from homes. We also have had a company called Lending Standard from Kansas City on, and they do multifamily. So you think that, like, you know, in the commercial, like, this is all of real estate at this point, and you'd think that some of the solutions would be a little more sophisticated. With that, you're seeing a ton of companies like Bluma charging forward and fixing some of those problems. So Hernan, I guess it's time. You're a bat. You're up, buddy.
My turn, dude. Speaking of problems, the next one is ChargeNet stations. They actually had a Startup Hustle episode on electric vehicles. It was called The Road to Transition, hosted by Lauren Conway. Startup Hustle, I'm tempted to call them DJs, but they're hosts, right? I just feel like when you get behind the mic and you have a good time, it's a little bit of a different story. And Lauren always has a good time on the show. So she was on the show with Tosh Dutt, CEO and co-founder of ChargeNet Stations, and they talked about this San Diego startup solving the charging station problem for electric vehicles. So they were founded in 2019. You can find more information on them at chargenetstations.com. And it's exactly what it sounds like, ladies and gents. They're a software platform startup that integrates electric vehicles and fast chargers. So like when you're driving around and you need a place to charge, it's one of the reasons why people are hesitant about buying electric vehicles is you can't take these long term for the most part trying to find charging stations. So they are hoping, because of right now, as according to these stats, there are only 4% of the charging stations that are built for this infrastructure, and they need a lot more by 2040. So they're going to be one of those solutions to come in and take care of those charging stations. They are focusing strategically in quick serve restaurant parking lots. And they're making a big difference, dude. I mean, to charge a vehicle today, you're looking at the prices of pumping gas, and holy moly, you're looking at the difference. Like, it just makes more sense to go the EV route versus the gas route. And every time I go pump my gas, like, I feel like there's no end in sight. This dollar amount just keeps going higher and higher. And then trying to get electric vehicles is tough right now too. These guys are lined up perfectly for where we're going in this market.
Yeah, what I like about this company is, you know, put the charging stations in places where I need them and want them. And for example, like, their first location was at a Taco Bell.
Yes.
You know, don't just give me, like, the gas station feel isn't going to apply as well to, you know, like, to EVs, because it takes a little bit to charge. So you need them to charge quickly and then conveniently, because, you know, here's the thing, man, like, I'll get a taco and let my car charge. I'm cool with that. But where I'm going to find myself impatient is I'm just sitting in some bland place going, come on, charge, yes, charge, charge. So yeah, I would imagine that the price of fuel isn't going to hurt the EV industry anytime soon. All right, next on the list, we have Creative Force, led by CEO and co-founder Thomas Craigland. And man, I'm going to hope I get your name right here for CPO and co-founder Tej Rasmussen. Go to creativeforce.io to learn more about what they do. It's real-time tracking and end-to-end workflow systems supporting e-commerce and editorial content creation at scale. What does that mean? I mean, they cover all aspects of production, from sample check-in to photography, You know, as the world of e-commerce grows and you look at, so let's talk about like our fellow co-host, Andrew Morgans. Andrew has a whole business helping people navigate the landscape of selling on Amazon. And that involves a lot of stuff, man.
Oh my gosh.
You see tools like what they're doing at Creative Force that are helping people do that. And you know, why does that need efficiency? If you have like 800 SKUs in your product catalog and there's pictures and there's stuff like that, you have collaboration, you need to get these things moving, and it just really becomes a rat's nest in a hurry. So this company's really done well. They're, you know, over 50 employees and have raised quite a bit of capital. And, you know, I'm just down for anything that helps people sell stuff.
Dude, the process is, I mean, I can just imagine the number of SKUs. Anytime you're dealing with anything Amazon, I can just picture the warehouse of things that are just lined up. So anything that can change, you know, even if it's saving 10, 15, 20 seconds per product going through that process of getting them from production to the consumer, those businesses are making a ton of money. That efficiency is what we're after.
And some of it's just a peace of mind issue. It's like, you know, we just went through this. I always love to throw myself under the bus. And we just went through 4 years of digital assets at full scale. And I mean, it was such a rat's nest. You know, it's like you end up with like 10 million Google folders and all this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, you know, now these are assets. They call them digital assets for a reason. You, as a business owner, you pay people money to create them. And if you're paying people money to create them again and again and again, or you're not using what you've created, can create a lot of different issues. So congratulations, Creative Force and creativeforce.io on making the list of San Diego's top startups.
We got the next one, Day City, founder or CEO and co-founder Dan LeBlanc and chief analytics officer and co-founder Sean Corson. You can find more information at daycity.com. That's daacity.com. And basically what these guys are, we're still in that e-commerce space. They're taking analytics and data that enables brands to pull their information from a bunch of different places. So sometimes you might have stuff on Shopify and Amazon and Facebooks and Klaviyo, and you got to take all this information and bring it into one place. And that's what Day City's doing here. They offer basically a pre-built dashboard based on industry best practices, which provides critical insight for inventory management, omni-channel measurement, marketing efficacy, customer segmentation and cohort analysis, and more. So these enable merchants of all sizes to centralize and visualize their all the data that they're working on. Because let's face it, we have so many things going on. We're putting our content and our information and our products in so many different platforms. If we can take all that data and bring it to one spot, we can make a lot more educated guesses and a lot more educated predictions and choices when it comes to putting our content out. And that for me is huge. Day City's taking it off, dude. And the only reason, by the way, I'm pronouncing it as Day City is because if they're from San Diego, that's where it comes from. There's a lot of Dago stuff that happens here. And so I'm assuming that's how you say the name.
Oh my God. Hopefully you don't get canceled for that, Hernan.
It happens. Cancel culture's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, next on the list, we got a really exciting one, Drata, with CEO and co-founder Adam Markowitz and CTO and co-founder Daniel Marischalian. Why am I getting all the tough names?
You got the tough ones today, dude.
I know.
I'm glad
they're
on you and not on me.
Now, sometimes you look at companies and you're like, and they just get traction right away and take off. Now, this is a company that was founded in 2020. They're already in the 50 to 100 employee range, and they do advanced security and compliance automation. And so what does that even mean? Well, they streamline SOC 2, ISO 27001, HIPAA, PSI, DSS, GDPR, and a whole bunch of other acronyms that no one knows what they really stand for. But dude, check this out, $128 million in investment.
Gotta be doing something, right? In only 3 rounds?
Yeah. I mean, just even that right there, it's, I mean, that says a lot. There's a lot of buy-in there. Now let's talk about this and why this is a solution that's important. So SOC 2 compliance is, I'm just going to keep it real simple, is basically a certification that your company's business practices and data security and storage is at a certain level. And dude, it's a real pain in the ass. And it's like a six-figure investment of time, effort, energy, all of it. And then you might not even get it. And for a lot of industries, it's required. So I mentioned, you heard me say HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A. That's actually U.S.-based rules that govern the security practices related to your medical data. Now, data is a big thing. There's been so many data breaches. But here's the thing, is that until you've actually become certified at any of this stuff, it's like we were talking earlier about Andrew's company at Marknology. They help you understand how to navigate through selling anything on Amazon, because until you've done it, you haven't done it. And yep. Having someone that's been there, has the roadmap and is a guide to that process is recommended. So yeah, congrats. That's a pretty exciting, and that's traction, my friends. That is traction.
That's a huge upside, and everything going cloud-based, everything going as accessible as possible, that having security on your back end, making sure you're not liable for the stuff that people are putting up that are supposedly secure, that's a thing, dude. That's becoming the day-to-day. I almost feel like I remember in high school or junior high, you'd have a three-number combination lock and like everything was stored in that thing. And now it's like you need a password for everything. You have everything secured in different clouds and different places, different passwords. And I mean, dude, it gets all confusing. So companies like this make it easier to feel at ease about what it is you're doing in the digital space.
I got a new phone earlier this year and realized how bad my password management was. I was like, oh my God. Like, I might not ever get a new phone again, just because I was like, yeah. Oh, I got to get my shit together in like 10 other categories. I'm like, oh my God. Who would have thought that just having your password always be password would not be a good idea?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now we got eight characters.
I don't think that's SOC. I don't think you get SOC 2 compliance.
No way. You can't. Yeah. What was
password? The password 123 is not good either. Don't use that either.
That's kind of that's kind of combination an idiot would have on his luggage.
I changed all of my passwords to I love everything about Hernan Cias.
And then
the number one.
With an exclamation point. There you go.
Yep.
All right. Next one we got on the list is Equip Health. This is a CEO and co-founder, Christina Safran, and she's got a COO and co-founder, Aaron Parks. You can find more information for them at equip.health, founded in 2019. And what they're doing is they're providing a virtual eating disorder treatment program designed to assist families to recover from eating disorders while at home. So it provides you the healthcare providers that you're looking for, but a home-based idea, and it's an evidence-based approach to care for eating disorders. So they have this crazy idea that maybe the best place for you to solve the problem is at home with loved ones, but they amplify that with a five-person care team. Now, they've already raised $74.7 million in three funding rounds. And they're looking to do some major things. They have programs where your family not only gets those five healthcare providers, but they work with you as your family unit and even help with prepping meals and doing different types of things before school and after school, especially during some of those stressful times like finals. I have high school kids that I know during that time, some of them skip meals or don't do stressful things because they're so focused on getting the grades. And for kids that are going through some of these disorders on top of added stressors at school, it makes a big difference to have a team that can come in, work with your family, and have that professional background to help out.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of telehealth things. You know, the pandemic really accelerated a lot of this. And, you know, that's the future. The future of medicine is for so many, you know, you used to have to go to the doctor's office, but being able to, a lot of tools that are enabled the connectivity to find doctors, especially in areas and regions where, like, so if you live in the middle of Kansas, and you're totally right. You might have to go a couple hours to find a doctor, which isn't always practical. And then other things that, I don't know, like it's the hard part about medicine on a lot of days is getting, is being able to document, observe, or report the issue while it's occurring, not just necessarily between 8:30 and 8:45 a.m. when you have an appointment on a Wednesday. So I'm all for anything that reaches out and helps a patient. I'm also all for anything and anyone that makes business owners' lives a lot easier. And that's why setting up a new business and maintaining compliance isn't easy. That's also why it's important to have an expert help you along the way. And that's exactly what you find when you visit universalregisteredagents.com for all of your business setup needs and maintenance needs. They can help you set up an LLC, a corporation, or nonprofits wherever you're located, in addition to helping you create the right kind of entity. UniversalRegisteredAgents.com can also help you with registered agent services, a wide variety of corporate services, as well as helping meet the needs of independent contractors. You know, I had these guys, the UR agents guys at Biden. We just published a 3-part series about setting up a business. So check that out. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Now back to the San Diego vibe. Next on our list is eva.guru, and that's eva.guru. You can look for a future episode with Andrew Morgans on this. It's slated to come out in September, but in the episode Startup Hustle, Andrew and Hai Mog, the CEO and co-founder, talk about profit maximization on Amazon. Also with company CXO and co-founder Barry Guzzi. This is another company that's picking up traction earlier. They do prescriptive analytics and dynamic pricing and digital agency automation platform. What does that mean? It means they use an AI-powered optimization platform for sellers to maximize profits and growth. In layman's terms, when you're selling stuff online, you're competing against other sellers. So for those of you that may or may not know, many, many years ago, I was a ticket broker. So if you were selling lawn tickets at whatever venue, you have the same product that a bunch of other sellers have. And if you are a penny cheaper than the next guy, you're higher up on that list and you're the next one to make the sales. So we mentioned earlier in the show, some businesses have large catalog SKUs or big inventory. Keeping up with the dynamic nature of your pricing in those situations is critical. And so at the ticket company, Hernan, where we had a multi-million dollar inventory at the time, I used to have to pay someone to literally just sit there and reprice shit all day. And by the time they were done, they just had to go back and start all over again. And, you know, as we were exiting that business, there some technology came around that was doing a lot of that pricing automation, and it made a big difference. But the struggle is real based on that. And this is not an easy thing to build either, people, because there you have to make sure it doesn't go crazy without you. Because we tried to use a tool like this once and it didn't have a floor. And basically was probably competing against someone else using the platform, and it took our prices down really low, sold a bunch of tickets before I unplugged the son of a bitch, and then it was like back to work. So, you know, you're going to find that companies like eva.guru have already thought that out and help you avoid that issue and problem. But really, if you know, when you're in a marketplace full of anything, if you aren't a competitive seller, you're not going to sell as much.
I can't imagine doing that by hand, having somebody to go in and adjust prices, because adjusting prices and as you get closer to events, that's one thing. But what about fluctuation in like VIP sections or things stuff that changes, man? Like, hand?
Well, dude, it's really subjective too, because sometimes you know, if you get the wrong person doing it, they're afraid to make stuff cheaper. And they're also sometimes afraid to make it more expensive. Like if you're the last 2 VIP tickets at a popular show, you should probably raise your price, not lower them.
So
there's a lot to the human subjectivity of that is not advanced in most cases. And
it's going to push business you.
Well, for a business owner, though, that was the thing. And I mentioned trying to tool like way back in the day. This is like a long time ago, people. This is before the sophistication was there. But, you know, if I could have trained something to think the way that I did or follow the thing, to price stuff the way I could have or needed to or wanted to. And this is where AI will win here, because it also is going to see the velocity at which things are selling. Because sometimes, like with tickets, sometimes you'd have like a ton of, and the tickets just weren't moving, which means there wasn't demand. So you might need to hurry up and get rid of your supply. Because, yeah, so there's a lot. I learned a hell of a lot about marketplace. If you want to do like a 10-part series about dynamic pricing, I'm your guy.
No, nah, it would drive me.
I don't want to do it. I don't even like this.
Our next investor on the list here. Yeah. So the next investor on the list is Juneshine.
Well, the next CEO. Company. They're not an investor. They're a company.
Sorry, this company yeah. will drive you to into the front doors of this company. All right, so CEO, co-founder Greg Serraro and his COO Todd Koenig are at Juneshine.com. They started in 2018. They're in the food and beverage service, ladies and gentlemen. They manufacture and sell organic hard kombuchas. So it's got some alcohol in it, right? About 6%. And they got a variety of flavors on draft in their tasting rooms. The company currently distributes 10 flavors in both cans and drafts. So orange blood mint, midnight painkiller, grapefruit paloma, honey ginger, lemon acai berry, tropical citrus, pineapple orange, strawberry watermelon, which would be the one I would pick, hibiscus lime, and blueberry lemonade. They've raised about $24 million, three rounds of funding. And their goal is basically to brew honest alcohol for a healthier planet. It's currently available in 28 states through wholesale and in 45 states if you go direct to consumer in e-commerce. I'm still haven't had kombucha. To be honest, it doesn't look appealing. And every time I ask somebody, they always give me the same answer, which is it's an acquired taste. And that scares me. But
that's not usually what I'm with you. And you, for those of you at Juneshine, I love what you're doing, but I don't get kombucha. So can you reach out and explain it to Hernan and I? Because I get the same thing, or I get some acquired taste. I'm like, I usually hear that before I got to eat or drink something weird.
Yes. But to be fair, there's a lot of people who do drink it, right? I mean, my brother's on the other side. Like, yeah, I love that.
I try it. I got no problems with trying it. Yeah. I mean, send it on. So Juneshine, send some kombucha. Hernan first. If he likes it, then I'll try it.
Perfect.
Wasn't that how it went? It was Hernan, the cereal kid. Let's give it to Hernan. If he likes it, you know. Oh,
yep, wait, yep.
That was Mikey.
Or go test the water. Jump in. If you come out not glowing, we're good to go.
So, well, let's take a quick break, because there's things that people will say that will make me not want to try something. First off, this is an acquired taste. Second off, try this and tell me if it's bad. Taste this milk and tell me if it's spoiled. If you're asking that question, just throw it out.
It's done. Yeah, I don't need to taste it at that point.
Does this smell bad to you?
Yes.
God, let's just go with yes. Just go with yes on that one. All right. Next on the list, Life Force Games, CEO and co-founder Catherine Carroll, CTO Ryan Porter. First off, Life Force Games, thank you for having names that I can pronounce. That's something I noticed on this list. This has been especially challenging, man. Sometimes it's the name of the business, and apparently in San Diego, it's the names of the founders. LifeForceGames.com. This is a newer company, man. Year founded is 2021. So they set out to develop an onboard gaming experiences that are actually fun to play, don't require players to own or use crypto, but instead encourage its usage. So you're seeing a lot of this, they're working on innovations that enable NFTs, and you know, so much of this stuff we did an episode. It's actually already one of the most popular episodes in the history of Startup Hustle. It's WTF is an NFT.
Love the name.
Because someone needed to explain it to all of us. So Watson and I got to work on that. But, you know, the NFT is basically like your key card for a lot of this stuff. And we did a whole series on it, Hernan, 10 parts. It's been very interesting. But when we're talking about the, like, there's this whole earn to economy that's being created here. And for, well, so one example, there's a game, Axie Infinity, where people play it and they earn all this stuff and they can sell it in the marketplace. Now, in countries like the Philippines, where I happen to have 275 employees, it's wildly popular because someone can sit there and play video games all day and make like $20, which is a lot worth a lot more there than it is in San Diego.
Yeah.
So, but some of this is the like move to earn, like all of it. They've got this whole just earn it, you know, getting in there. And so this is a rapidly growing part of the already interesting and often in need of explanation esports approach. You know, you're not quite as old as I am, but did you ever think when we were like playing Atari as kids, that you could like maybe do that as a job later?
No, never, ever. Yeah. Cause it was placed in our heads where you were too close to the TV. Cause you kind of had to be
turn your brain to mush, had wires. Ruin your eyeballs.
Well, the consoles had wires. So there was only so far away you could get anyways. Yeah. And you were told, you know, that it's going to rot your brain. Don't watch a lot of TV. Don't get in front of the screen. And, now there's a screen at every corner. You hold one in your hand at all times. And
if all that was true, I would be blind with a brain made of mush.
Exactly. Maybe I do have a brain made of a little mush.
But different reasons. It wasn't from watching TV. It was from drinking kombucha, bro. I drank way too much kombucha as a child. All right, who's next on the list?
All right, I got the next one. All right, it's Mosaic.tech. There's a Startup Hustle episode for this one publishing in early August with the other Matt Watson. And it's called, What is a Strategic Finance Platform? And that's what Mosaic.tech is all about. Their CEO and co-founder, now I got a tough one, Bijan Moayemi, and COO and co-founder Joe Garofalo. Mosaic.tech's pretty interesting company. They're a strategic finance platform that provides predictive reporting capabilities to assist with financial strategy and planning and aims to change the way CFOs of high growth companies operate. So they're getting information from different parts of their business. And I had to look these up, but so Mosaic provides great visibility into the most important dynamics of a business. It's designed to ingest data from a number of systems, ERPs, HRISs, CRMs, and then provide the CEO and their team with strategic planning tools to be able to predict and forecast with better accuracy and win speed. ERPs, HRISs.
Enterprise Resource Planning.
And HRISs.
I don't know what the other ones are.
Human Resources Information Systems. Client relationship management systems. I had to look them up, but you got the first one. I had them off the top of my head. I looked them up. But basically, this company's taking data from all these different places and putting them in one spot. So you, at a higher level as a CFO, can look at this data and make good predictions going forward on what you want to do with your company.
All right. The struggle's real on all of this, man. So as the CEO and founder of like a rapidly growing company, this stuff right here has been a problem for us, quite honestly, because, you know, so my company Full Scale's at the time of this recording, 11 days away from our fourth birthday, and we're almost at 300 employees, operating in multiple countries, like all this different stuff, handling a lot of dough, doing a lot of things. And, you know, it's hard to keep up with. And I'm just down for anything that makes that.
And you know,
makes it's that funny, easier. Yeah.
I'm nowhere near that level, but that's one of those things where you hear about having those kind of issues as your company grows. And it's different when you are actually going through it. Like, I'd imagine that I handle things like that after something happens, usually not before. I would like to think I do things ahead of time. Have you like tackled this as they come up, or like, how did you know you even had these problems?
Well, it's pretty easy to know if you've been in business before, because there's certain types of reporting, management, just like planning. And then, you know, 4 years later, you start to realize the inaccuracy in your prior projections or plans. Another thing too, man, is once you start handling large sums of money, it's just irresponsible to not have very efficient, effective, and accurate and you know, quick to show you the results financial process management. Now, when you talk about handling along the way, I was just sitting here thinking about how I would compare trying to plan, manage, and do everything we've done at Full Scale. And the thing that popped into my head right away would be trying to pour a bowl of cereal and milk while you're running.
Nope.
So I see your reels. And if you haven't listened to the Business Bros podcast or checked out Hernan's Instagram, do it. Because he's got these very inspiring early morning messages that are in reels and stuff like that. But if you could do the milk and cereal thing, just don't pour don't pour the milk before the cereal, dude. Because
there's
people that actually do that.
That's a no-no.
The milk and then the cereal. And like the first time I was 40 before anyone had ever told me that. And my wife said that to me and I looked at her and I was like, what the fuck? Like, is that a real thing? And it is. And the people that do it are super passionate about why, but you're wrong. Don't do that. That's crazy.
How it's supposed to be done. It's not crazy. Natural.
Yeah, it's not. It's not but natural. but think about how difficult that would be. Cause you're running and trying to do it. And the thing is if you're in a race and you're moving forward, stopping, sitting down, pouring the cereal and then the milk. It's not really the approach. And then you got to get up and run with it again. So it's a challenge. And then for us is the thing that I've really been on the soapbox preaching about is, dude, I'm like a year and a half away from being a 1,000-person company. And I just keep telling everyone, like, we need to become and act like that company now. Cause yeah. you don't get to do, if you're doing that as you're approaching it, it's probably not going to happen because there's a million things that can derail you. And also another thing too, man, do you want to, you got shitty financial controls. You get to find out way later how you got fucked and you didn't know about it at the time. That could be a number of different things. Sorry for the language. There's really no other way to describe losing money for no good reason than that. All right, next on the list, personal AI. Now, you can check out a Startup Hustle episode titled The Impact of AI on Humanity, and that's going to be Lauren Conaway. She's going to love that one. Lauren, if you're listening, good luck. I always give Lauren a hard time. She requires me to take certain – she normally does the top cities, and I swear she requires some of them to be mine. She's like, I don't even know how to talk. So good luck, Lauren. I'll listen to that one. Tune in. Yeah. Yeah. So she sits down. She
judges it based on the last name.
maybe. sorry, Lauren. So in that episode of Startup Hustle, Lauren and Suman Kanaganti is the CEO and co-founder of Personal AI, talk about once again the impact of AI on humanity. And you know, this is a very interesting subject because at the time of this recording, we're just a few days out of, I don't know if you saw this, but a Google engineer was recently placed on leave because he had publicly declared that their AI had become sentient, meaning it had feelings. And he asked this thing, what's your greatest fear? And it literally replied, no, it replied, yeah, well, it said that. It said, well, I haven't spoken outwardly about this, but it's being turned off. What? Think about that. It literally is like, well, I don't know if I should mention this to you because you might want to turn me off. Like, what? But this dude was so convinced that the AI had become a person that he had been having conversations about, you know, literally like getting it a lawyer and making sure it didn't get turned off. And, you know, but this is a hot topic. Now, look, AI in like, you know, I don't know. People have different opinions on this, but personal AI is an AI starter that builds technology to safekeep your memories. And, you know, this is kind of near and dear to me because I lost my mother a couple years ago for complications resulted to dementia. And I watched that decline. And, you know, kind of with the memory and all of that, and, you know, that there's a lot there. And, you know, as much as you don't realize it, your memories do change. And, yes, but I don't think you want them to. So, you know, this is the personal, it's personal.ai is an AI extension of your mind that's trained on your memories, enables you to scale yourself without your limits. And what I like about this too, is I think this, these are things that, you know, as I went through this with my mother, I realized that the mind is a muscle, and exercising it and keeping it sharp, it does matter. And why not do that with some of your own memories and pass some of that down, you know? So I'm an old dad, man. Do you know I turned 47 this weekend?
Holy moly.
47, bro. I know. I keep telling my wife every year I tell my wife, whatever age I'm at is the new 29 for men. So this year, 47 is the new 29 for men. Yeah. So, but with that, you know, I'm an old dad because I got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. And I mean, I'd love to be able to share some more memories with them and a lot of that. And my wife wanted to have another kid. And I was like, nope. She's like, why not? Now, my wife's a lot younger than me. And I was like, because if I have another kid right now, I will be 65 at a high school graduation.
Yep. Yep. I think that way too. Ain't
that's no one got time for that. Turn on.
Nope. Oh man. Nope. But what this company's doing also reminds me of one of the reasons why I love this whole concept of podcasting and creating this video content for that exact reason, to leave something of a legacy behind so that you know, we are physically going to die. Sorry. That's what, you know, spoiler alert, it's going to happen. But it doesn't mean that, you know, what we have and what we've created, that you can't have something continue to live on. Having those memories is awesome. I watched Doctor Strange recently, and, you know, he's walking down the street in this different universe, steps on this thing, and it like projects the memory of, you know, one of his most powerful memories. Like, to be able to go back and see those things. Harry Potter has the same type of story where, you know, he pulls the memory out of his head, and you're able to go back and visit that memory. To me, that's powerful. I mean, we live our lives in almost nothing but memories. So to be able to access them, that's powerful, man. That's amazing.
I think my favorite one, Startup Hustle TV. I actually went back and watched episode 0, like a few weeks ago. And I was like, wow, what a different time. He was in a pandemic. And I just like, it was really fun, you know? And yeah. Also realized that I got fatter during the pandemic. Because I'm like, wow, I was a lot skinnier then. So yeah, remember, you're skinnier, more fit, fuller head of hair.
I got the opposite, dude.
I had a shaved head then. Yeah, I looked like you back then. I might have to go back to that. All right, so we got one more company on the list. Who do we got?
We got Turquoise Health, CEO and co-founder Chris Severin, and CTO and co-founder Adam Geitge. You can find more information at turquoise.health. They came out in 2020 speaking of the pandemic, and they're a health company that simplifies administration to reduce the expenses and complexities of healthcare. It's healthcare pricing transparency and provider pay contract negotiation platform generates cost certainty for patients. So, I mean, pretty simply put, they want transparency in like how you get billed at a hospital and how insurance companies can get billed. And if they can provide the transparency from consumer to insurer to provider, then at the end of the day, everybody wins. Everybody knows what things are going to cost. And that's already confusing enough. I mean, there's to find out what something costs in a hospital, take a look at your bill and then take a look at the final statement from the insurance company and take a look at what it was originally quoted. It can get confusing. So having companies like this to come in and figure this stuff out makes a big difference. They've already raised $5.3 million in 2 rounds of funding. So they got some investors in the works. And yeah, man, healthcare system. I feel like this is what a lot of post-2020 stuff is getting into, is how do we simplify the process? Okay, we're already doing things. There's so many people on this planet. How do we make things easier? And almost every single one of the companies that we've talked to has systems like this to find a clearer solution, a more transparent solution to the problems they're already facing.
Dude, this whole industry, specifically in the U.S., needs disruption. It needs transparency. There needs to be a level of accountability for like what you're charging. Like I think you'll find that a hospital ain't going to charge you $11 for an aspirin if they have to openly admit it and show it in that way. You want to hear a crazy fact, man? It costs me more money every month to insure my 6 U.S. employees and their families than it does 250 people and their families in the Philippines.
That's ridiculous.
Dude,
it's,
I mean,
something wrong. It's something's that, broken.
Dude, yeah. I'm insuring, and we have a broad plan. We let okay, so if you work for Full Scale in the Philippines, you can actually put your mom and dad on your plan. We let them put 4 immediate family members. I insure about 1,000 people a month, and we do a direct pay, and they just don't, they don't have the, it's like something here that's $58,000 is like $2,000 there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's broken. It's broken.
I mean, what am I paying for here? Cause I mean, I even told our COO, I was like, dude, maybe I shouldn't have insurance. Cause I never go to the doctor anyway. Even when I, is that bad? Should I?
Well, you're getting older, dude. I mean, that's the thing.
I know I'm worried, which means I'm looking I'm looking for a doctor with small hands and a light touch at my age. Let's just put it that way. Let's just leave it at that. So
I get older, man, as I get older, I'm always worried about doing the little things. It's like I dropped, oh man, I got to pick up my wallet, go pick it up. And then that's it. That's where I throw my back out. I'm like, no, doing the random things. Yep.
Oh, well, when I was in Hawaii, I like hurt my foot in this like remarkably painful way. Like, I mean, like I was injured and I didn't even know how. I didn't even know what happened. Like, and then 2 days later, I was good. I was positive that I thought I like broke a bone in my foot. I still didn't go to the doctor, by the way. All right. Once again, a big thank you to today's episode sponsor, Universal Registered Agents. Set up your new business and maintain all aspects of your business compliance. Their goal is to make your job easier so you can focus on what you do best, running your business. Connect with them by visiting the link in the show notes. While you're down there, go click the Business Bros podcast link and check it out. You guys have a fun show. I've been on it a couple times. Maybe I should come on your show again, Hernan. Can I get an invite?
You should, man. We start talking about kombucha. Maybe they'll send us some kombucha. We'll do that.
I'm going to talk about kombucha, old age, and that's it.
And NFTs WTF or NFTs.
So, by the way, we ended that series by doing one that would said NFTs legit or bullshit, and we actually arrived at the conclusion of bullshit. So, all right. Deal. So, who do you like on the list, man? Who are your favorites?
I'm gonna go with the kombucha, man, because it got us talking.
After
they were
all
great,
that,
they were the great pun for the entire episode. And dude, at the end of the day, sometimes you just need a little something to get the edge off being an entrepreneur, and it could be kombucha. If I try it and it's an acquired taste, it's possible.
And with that, please deliver Hernan some free kombucha. All right. I wanted to drag that out for effect there. Hopefully that worked for you. I'm going with mosaic.tech mainly because while we're recording this, I just sent their link to our COO. Cause I mean, this is a real problem that I'm needing and wanting to solve. And like the whole like real time nature of it. I was literally like an hour before we recorded bitching. I was like, I need this shit to be real time. I need it to be accurate and I need it to be forward thinking. And by the way, I fired my accountant this morning for not doing any of that. So and that's all true stories right there. So I'm going with that, man. I'm just,
See,
that's
you
where
need
I'm
some
at,
kombucha.
So.
Said, man, it's a rough morning. It's 5 o'clock.
Would kombucha fix that?
I don't know.
You mentioned honest alcohol, and I forgot to make the comment that I require all of my alcohol to be honest.
I require it. It will make me honest. Yes,
it'll make us all. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the end result. Oh my God, dude. Yeah. And so, my COO who just got married in Hawaii came over for the first time and we were there for his wedding. He did the wedding. And then we went to a cocktail hour followed by a reception. And then they had an after party. And I just told him when he walked in, I said, before I say anything, I cannot be held accountable for anything that happened at the after party because they came up and asked me what I wanted to order. And I was like, well, what did people get here? And they said, we have fish bowls of liquor. And I said, I'll take 3. So I had, which all don't do that.
Giant ass fish bowls?
If you're still listening, don't do, yes. Like fish bowls, like you put a goldfish in. And for some reason, it felt like the right thing to order 3. Not 1, but 3 So, yeah, and there was a lot of honesty thrown around, apparently, after that. So,
oh, man. If drunk me says something, that offends you, you need to take that up with drunk me, because sober me was not there.
Yeah. Well, I have a whole process for filing those complaints, and the receptacle looks a whole lot like my trash can. So I think that's where we'll end that or not. I'll catch up with you down the road, buddy.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man.
Startup Hustle's brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.